Hey guys, it's us from the Teen Mom Podcast.
Hello.
And we will be reviewing Teen Mom Season 3, Episode 9, As Long As We're Together. Now, I have not seen this before.
But I have.
So, you'll have one perspective of having seen it and not surprised, and another person who hasn't seen it will be totally surprised. So, here we go. Let's go ahead and play it. We can comment on it as we go. Okay, new man in Amber's life. She wants her independence, Mom.
I'm not really sold on anything. I'm still going to move, but not to California.
Okay, now, keep in mind, I haven't seen the last three episodes because of work, so... And because MTV takes them off the air. Thank you, MTV.
With the holidays right around the corner...
Clinton. Oh my gosh, she's using a... she's using yard art for inside the house.
Oh. Oh.
I'm sorry, but I don't like that.
She's so cute. Oh, this is good. Totally awesome.
I love his rooster haircut. Oh, gosh. Nice big bunch of roses.
And not from Glendon.
Really? Admirer was spelled wrong, I think. Dun, dun, dun.
I love Clinton's expression.
Oh, they're heavy. Ew. Wow. Does Clinton have a job? Oh, they go so well together.
I know, they speak the same language.
Yep. The bleeping language of bleep. There's our girl. Chattanooga. Oh my gosh.
Kyle looks funny.
Kyle Lightyear. Oh, this is gonna go away. Your dad's gonna go get a job. Well, step in.
Macy.
Macy's living in a much better house than most Americans can afford, and she has no job. Young and reckless. Yep. That was Macy about 2 years ago. most functional, dysfunctional family.
California didn't turn out to be the place I wanted to live. But I've been researching some other great places to live, and Arizona doesn't have the summer. Oh, well, yeah, I wanted to go to Arizona because they might come to want to live there. So, I've lived there before, but you know,
and that sounds totally awesome.
Yeah. Baby goo.
Oh boy.
They can beat her up like she beat you up. Are you implying anything? Arizona is practically Mexico. Memories.
Hello? Hi, Dad.
Never heard him before.
Nope. Oh wow, he's never met Tyler before.
I can't look at the other day, I haven't seen you forever.
Not since my braces were put on.
Hey!
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine to me, yeah. I know. It's been years.
That's a cute little doggy.
What
is that?
Chihuahua, I think.
That's a Chihuahua?
Hey, she has Sprint.
Tyler!
Everybody. Start calling Sprint numbers. Try to get a hold of her. I hope he doesn't shoot me for getting his daughter pregnant. What's with the rooster fauxhawks?
The rooster fauxhawks.
Yeah. Tyler's got one. Clinton's got one. It just means it's Tyler trying to look like Justin Bieber.
He kind of does, though.
Yep. And commercial break. If you're watching this, we can just hold off here. Now! Alright. So far, who's your favorite teen mom of this season?
Para. She's rude to her parents, but she seems to have the most, stable mind. Macy's quitting school.
And blaming it on Bentley.
Yeah.
Now, to me, Caitlin and Tyler are pretty much non-parents.
Oh, definitely.
And, I don't know. I don't know why they're
They're a mom and a dad, but not parents.
Right. Now, Amber and Gary, it seems like all they want to do is, well, at least for Amber, is, you know, domestic abuse towards Gary, and then go find a boyfriend at Walmart.
Yeah, that guy was in People magazine, I believe, at Christmas with Amber. They showed them putting decorations outside.
Wow. Oh, boy. She's going to have trouble in court.
I don't know if she's going to be going to court.
Yeah, true. You get a TV show, you don't really need court anymore.
Or she'll be going to jail.
Ooh, interesting. Go directly to jail. Do not give Gary $200. Alright, I think we're about to come out of our commercial break. And we're back. Macy's third car.
Creamy beans.
Never been there. I don't know what's that.
Yeah, it looks like it's somewhere in Gambiero. Maybe it's in Hickson.
Might be. Yes, we're from Chattanooga. No, Hypermakers. That's going to work well.
Yeah, right?
And talking about you.
Is there heavy machinery there?
No, Kyle, you don't need to wear that hard hat. I'll support him with MTV money. Bentley hates school too.
Tyler and I can't wait to show off our new place.
Party! Get kicked out! Dang. Let's see. Drunk prison father, adopted daughter, drug abusive mother. Yeah, he'd make a great social worker. He's got experience.
Yep, he sure does.
Seven years. She hadn't seen her dad. Well, at least Tyler. Gosh.
That's how far back you haven't seen.
We're MTV. We should get to the front of the line. This is just so boring. I might cry.
Hey.
She just cries funny. She checks Sophia. Isn't she a carry-on? I didn't think you were supposed to check for children. You shouldn't be going on a plane if you're claustrophobic either.
Wow, her parents are interesting.
I wonder why they're divorced. They're going to sterilize you with your big gamma ray machine.
My parents are already starting to annoy me. I'm beginning to think inviting them on the trip was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Go home. Back to another commercial break.
Who's your favorite Teen Mom?
My favorite Teen Mom? The best Teen Mom's gonna have to be Farrah. But I don't know, you're gonna like Amber for all the drama. As far as drama goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amber always thinks that it's her problem. It's not her fault, and she's just been put upon. So, which is your favorite kid?
Kid? Oh. I don't know, I like Bentley. And I feel really, really bad for...
Technical difficulties here? Darren Amber's daughter?
Yes. What's her name?
Wow. Leah.
Leah, yeah. I feel really, really horrible for Leah.
Because you forgot her name?
Yeah, because I forgot her name. but I don't know. It might be Bentley.
Bentley's your favorite. I think that Carly's probably doing the best being away from all this stuff. But as far as favorite kid, I would have to say it's probably Leah.
Leah?
Yeah. She seems to be the smartest kid out of the bunch.
Hey, and the cutest.
Yeah. I'm just afraid that Kyle's going to rub off on Bentley a little bit.
Oh.
And we're back. There's Leah.
Aww.
She died of sudden and death syndrome 15 years ago. And being apart from Leah makes it worse. I would have it all without Leah. I mean, I didn't go through all this with Leah.
Didn't go through what?
All the movie.
Oh, moving. Ended up beating him up. Child Protective Services for those out here that don't know CPS is. When she's not here.
So pretty much that'll be the schedule for us.
Hey, that sounds great. I'm gonna go.
Gary shaved. Good for Gary.
Holidays.
But I got you, dude.
What is Amber doing for Christmas?
Oh,
I'm kidding with the
boys.
That's just a hard decision, but you know, I don't know.
Aww. Little bromance brewing here. Who's he?
Gary needs to move on.
Yep. She beat the crap out of you. Move on.
Yeah.
Every time you're together, you argue.
You guys are no good for each other.
And no good for Leah either.
Even though my dad and I talk on the phone, we haven't been able to visit me in 4 years. So it's going to be weird to see him again.
Like when I was pregnant and stuff, like I know Dad was would have been like around for me, but he was glad that you were there for me.
Tyler sitting in the back seat?
Is he?
I don't know. Realize they're the only ones with the same car from the first season.
Wow.
Everybody else has changed cars except them.
Did you see that being her dad?
Nope.
Back? Sure. Where do you want me to sit?
Prince, you
He does not look like the rest of her family.
No, he actually looks decent.
Do you have a cat that looks like our demon?
Yeah. Don't get me started on demon. Oh, he looks like, he looks and sounds like Thomas Hayden Church.
I would say who's Thomas Hayden Church, but I don't want to feel...
Sandman from Spider-Man 3. He hasn't shot Tyler yet.
I never really told Tyler all about him and stuff. Kind of bugged him a little bit, you know?
Bugged him a lot.
Well, yeah. Me and him went to counseling, and then, like, 2 months later, everything was back normal.
Relationships are a lot of responsibility. You know, I've made some mistakes.
I know.
By the way, you're not one of them, honey. I know. He does seem decent.
Hi.
Hi. It's
kind of weird. It's kind of surreal to see me here. You know? I'm glad my dad is so supportive. And I hope he gets to spend some time with Tyler this weekend.
Hopefully they don't go hunting.
Oh, Farrah. Arizona is beautiful.
The first stop at the train museum, so Sophia can have a little fun.
AKA MTV Vacation. Get the pacifier out, she won't be able to talk. She seems like a big, rugged outdoorsman.
I mean,
yes, for sure. But she could be the bear up.
Bloody at slip.
Yeah. Poor Sophia.
The roof of this car is nice.
Oh, we know where it would be the best place.
Remember, we used to live here. Used to.
I don't want to go in town.
There's sand this way. And cacti, sorry.
I like that.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can turn off.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, this looks like a single mother, no job range.
I'm not living in an apartment like this. You can turn right around.
Okay, Mom, you buy it for me.
Yes. Oh, her parents would drive me insane if they were mine.
On that note. which parents do you like the most? Which parents do you hate the most?
I hate Farrah's parents the most. And I like Macy's parents the most.
They seem like enablers, though. Yeah, I hate Farrah's, and I like, probably Tyler's mom seems to be the coolest. But again, they're not the real parents. They're not, you know, they don't have a child there, so.
A child where? Oh,
with
right,
them, so.
Right. They're not able to be grandparents.
Right. You gotta love, Caitlin's mom, too, but oh dear.
Yeah.
She's messed up. Yeah. I don't know how many more seasons of this we're going to have, but they seem to be milking it for all it's worth.
Yep.
I think they should probably merge Teen Mom and Teen 2 and pick out a couple of the best moms. And this is where we can ask you guys, who do you think are the best moms? Father figures for the children?
Grandparents?
Grandparents. What else? The best kids? Which kids you like the best? Why? Just send us an email, teenmompodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can write our Facebook page.
Teen Mom Podcast, I believe is what it is, or Teen Momcast. I'll have to check that out. But you can go to our website at danandjeanette.podbean.com, and that's where you can find it. So, we have yet another commercial. Never saw much food they're being shown on these commercials.
What age group are they targeting?
Feed your kids Totino pizza rolls while they learn how to be teen mothers. And we're back. Macy! Living in a duplex.
It's tough having to share time with Deadly, and if I go back to school, I'll lose even more time with him. So I'm stopping by my mom's house for advice. Hello?